Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com, and I'm joined by Ben Bolin, Ben Body Wrap Bolin, I should say, who is, video something?
In addition to a longtime Beastie Boys fan, I do also...
Video writer, video editor, video designer,
shooter. I write some stuff for HowStuffWorks. It's .com. It's been going pretty well.
Good.
I am really enjoying this nickname stuff, you know.
So Ben Body Wrap Bolin, maybe it?
That might, you know what, that works. The connotations, I'm not going to lie to you, could be a little bit strange.
Ben Big Bird Bolin.
Big Bird?
Yeah.
What? No.
I don't know. Just Big bees. Bird? I'm looking for bees.
You know what, you are...
Big Red. Big Ben,
I could
Big
do
Red.
That. You're running the risk, though, of getting some sort of snuffleupagus type name. And I'm sure your daughter would love that.
Scott Snuffy.
Snuffy?
Yeah, Snuffy. That was his nickname. Didn't they call him that?
Oh, I thought that was your... I thought you were casting your vote for that as your nickname.
Oh, no. I'm just remembering.
We will see what the listeners say, but Scott, we've got to fill them in, man. The reason that...
This is making you uncomfortable, isn't it?
Maybe
we better hang with this for a little bit.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe, let's move on.
Don't make me beatbox.
Okay.
Scott and I were... Before we started rolling on this episode... I was kidding Scott and telling him that I would beatbox and try to get him to rap for us a little bit.
Will not work.
Will not. Well, you know what? Never say never. I guess you said will not.
So. You are. Well, no, you're just you're asking for dead air time then.
I'm asking for maybe yeah. I am. Maybe yeah. I am. And turnabout's fair play, but please don't ask me. So we'll call a truce right now.
Fair enough.
We'll just put rapping on air over with flying cars, and we will we'll let everybody know the people who are saying, God, why are these guys talking about rapping so much? I thought this was a car show. Well, never fear. This is still the same show, and we still cover vehicles, boats, planes, trains, automobiles that go at high speeds.
Cover. And, I get it.
Yeah. You see where we're going with this?
I see.
So when we're talking about rapping, we're not so much talking about a musical genre as we are about literally wrapping your vehicle.
So we're going to cover cars today.
We're going to cover cars today.
All right, very
and
good.
And the companies that
and
cover
And this
them.
Is a suggestion from Ryan. And Ryan is from Lynchburg, Virginia. Ryan writes in often.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, we respond to Ryan all the time. So we have kind of a back-and-forth communication with him going here. One of the topics that he recently listened to, one of the podcasts, was lease vehicle versus purchasing a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Buy versus lease. And he mentioned that he recently had his car for his company. He recently had the car wrapped in order to make it a company vehicle, an official company vehicle, a write-off to take advantage of the mileage thing that you can claim on your taxes.
I can't resist, Scott. Wrapped in what? Wrapped in saran wrap, aluminum foil? I mean, is this an art car?
Christmas paper.
Yeah. Christmas paper.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's very doesn't last very long.
Yeah, people said that was silly.
He had it wrapped in, it's a vinyl wrap.
Uh-huh.
You've probably seen this stuff on buildings. You've seen it on buses. You've seen it on semi-trucks. You've seen it on race cars. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we're seeing it in on fleet vehicles and on just personal transportation. We're finding people are wrapping their cars with this vinyl wrap more so than they would do with, I guess it's more complete than it would be if you were just to have like a vinyl sign cut or the metal signs you can stick on your door,
right.
Magnetic, I should say. It's like a full body vinyl wrap, and I'm sure you've probably seen these on bigger vehicles at some point.
Sure,
the kind that they even cover the glass, and you can still see out through the glass because it's that type of material you can look through.
Radio stations sometimes do it with their field van.
Correct. Yeah. There's a few of those in our parking lot. The cool thing is that you can wrap the entire vehicle with a continuous, image, and you're able to, because of the material that they use on the window portion of that, you're able to see through. If you're inside the vehicle, you can't see into it from outside, but it has the appearance of one big body panel.
This is a great suggestion, and it's one that I've actually thought about before previously because For those who are outside of Atlanta or who don't listen to the show, there's a guy here called Clark Howard who is pretty much all about saving money. And every once in a while, he comes out with a recommendation that's just kind of weird. And I believe a few years back, he recommended trying to find out if you could wrap your car because of, of the savings. Yeah, and I believe you've had an experience with this as well.
Well, I tried.
You tried?
I tried. This is many, many years ago. I tried, I went online to, I forget when I first heard about this. This is maybe, I'm thinking 10 or more years ago. I think it was wrap cars, I think.
Okay.
And I filled out an application online to have my car wrapped with whatever, you know, whatever manufacturer, whatever product that they chose.
Oh, dangerous,
you know, I know, it could be anything, right?
Dangerous,
but you're just kind of putting yourself out there saying, I'd volunteer my vehicle for this. It's like a rolling billboard. And the deal was that they would either pay for, you know, if they selected you and they liked the type of vehicle that you drove and, you know, how many miles you drove and where your normal daily route was, you know, if there was a lot of traffic around you, et cetera.
Oh, I see.
You had to be within, you know, you couldn't be out in some rural area.
Right.
Rural area. That word always gets me. So if you're in the city, you know, you had a better chance. If you had a new vehicle, you had a better chance. If you had a vehicle with a lot of, you know, big body panels, like a cargo van, you probably had a better chance. But my car, you know, didn't pass because I probably had, my car was too old and at that point too small probably and just didn't have what they were looking for.
That's tough luck, man.
Yeah. It was a CRX. I had a CRX at the time. And I just don't think that was the image they were looking for their clients or, you know, whatever.
Maybe it was just, maybe it was the wrong advertiser. Maybe,
yeah, maybe.
The only.
Now, let's not get into that.
Okay. Yeah, let's not get into it. But we should get into what.
I shudder.
What exactly keeps this on the car? How does this even work?
Well, it's adhesive. It's vinyl. Just as, you know, it's almost like the, it's kind of like the vinyl stickers or decals.
It's like a
that
big decal, yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's just a big decal. And it's applied in enormous sections. I mean, you send off, I guess, you know, we'll go through this in just a moment here quickly. But Ryan sent a kind of, he sent a link and a step-by-step documentation of his vehicle being wrapped.
Oh yeah, you were showing me those.
And it's really kind of cool the way it works. And I don't want to go through, you know, step by step how it's all done, but I can tell you that, you know, from another site I got the information about what tools you would need. You'd need like a plastic squeegee, sharp razor blades, scissors, rubbing alcohol.
I've got all four of those.
Okay. You need the know-how to do it because, you know, that's a big one.
Strike one.
yeah. I mean, the materials really are not much. It's like putting on a big decal and doing it without any flaws at all. You can't bend
it.
Yeah, you can't
no bubbles, no wrinkles.
Exactly. But there's ways around that. I've used the old-style stuff, you know, where you cut out letters or designs and adhere them to your vehicle. This is the same thing, only it covers the entire panel.
That's just so. I've always had a difficult time with those, with applying something like that perfectly and getting it completely smooth, especially on a curved surface. You know, since a lot of those panels have definite curves. I could see where there's a lot of know-how involved.
Well, the trick to the ones that I used to do, and I have not found this anywhere in this information. Now, they do talk about surface prep and cleaning it and make sure that everything is, you know, they even rub it down with alcohol in order to make sure that, you know, it's completely grease and lint-free and, you know, use the right type of towels, the microfiber towels.
Like our boy Paul Dalton, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, you just have to make sure that it's totally clean and you have the right solution, but The trick that I used was, and it wasn't really a trick. I mean, the sign shops do this all the time. They and they're the ones that are also doing this type of service now.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was there any heat involved?
Heat and moisture. Use a what I used to use was just plain water and a little bit of dish soap, very little, and you'd spray that on. You'd apply it to a wet surface. That allows you to move it a little bit, and then you use the squeegee to remove all air bubbles,
and you
work it from the middle to the outside of the panel, and you get rid of all the fluid comes out from underneath, all the air bubbles come out, and you can work air bubbles out. There's a time when it's workable, and that's the key to this whole thing is that you're able to slide it just a little bit. It's a little bit forgiving, but not much. And when you're doing something the scale of, you know, a full vehicle, not a decal on a single panel, it's a lot more difficult. But you know, they've got this perfected now, and they do use heat. You're right. They use a blowtorch, as a matter of fact, in some places to reduce wrinkles. They can, you know, stretch the material and use a blowtorch, and then they trim it. But
okay.
They always cut excess. It's just there's a real artwork to it, an art to it, I should say. So, you know, getting something like this done, I wouldn't attempt it on your own right away.
Right.
You can, sure, if you wanted to. But
He can tell. You can tell. I've got that glimmer,
but
huh?
Just for the – yeah, I could see you giving it a shot maybe on the Monte Carlo.
It wouldn't be anything crazy. It'd be very – okay,
yeah,
don't
oh, sure,
laugh.
Yeah, it'd be classy, right?
It'd be tasteful, oh. Yes. It would be very – you would see it and
oh,
you would
on,
go –
come on, maybe it'll be classy.
That's you
tasteful.
Already, you already
yeah.
know what I'm going to tell my girlfriend,
yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I try to explain this
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay, well.
All right.
Yeah, just to give you an idea, though.
Yes.
A professional application, the one that the one that Ryan got, he says he paid, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, I wouldn't think he would.
Well,
he paid $2,100 for his wrap. $2,100. But get this, because of this wrap and because of the way that he's going to be able to claim the vehicle on his taxes, you know, now that it's an official company vehicle, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's going to save him $7,000+ a year on his taxes for when the wrap is supposed to last. He says 3 to 4 years. I've seen anywhere from 3 to 6 years is how long a single wrap will last before you need to remove it and reapply. And that's another cool thing is that you can remove these cleanly.
You're reading my mind, man.
Yeah, okay. I figured it was something like that, but they. You can cleanly remove these, and it really, what's kind of cool about this is it's well, the wrap is in place, it's protecting the paint underneath. So you could remove, you know, if you had this done to a new vehicle, you get your vehicle wrapped, you know, for company purposes, whatever, have it unwrapped in 3 or 4 years, you now have a paint job that has no swirl marks, no minor scratches, no,
yeah.
hopefully no dings. You know, dents and things like that would, you know, of course that would
sure,
happen.
Sure, it's not a suit of armor.
But really, it's just, it's a nice barrier. It's a nice stone chip guard type of thing. It's not really like a stone chip guard where it's real hardened or anything.
Yeah.
But this has got to help in some of those, you know, just minor little pebble chips on
That's
the front end.
That's nuts, man. I would just assume that it would have degraded the paint job.
No, this is, it protects the paint job. It's not allowing the sun to hit it. Again, you don't have the swirl marks from the washings. Now, one thing is that I saw that a lot of places don't recommend that you get a power wash once you have your vehicle wrapped because it can get underneath the seams and it
right,
cause it to
between the panels,
yeah, cause
stuff.
It to pull away because the wrap. That's another thing that we should mention is that the wrap doesn't go into. Around panels, it goes. It's only on the top flat surface. It may go around like the edge of the hood, but when you get to the door jams,
yeah.
the door jams are going to remain the paint material. So you're going to see that. So if you had a white vehicle and you went to a black wrap, you would see in the door jams. You'd probably see
when you open the door. Or something.
Exactly, you would see it then.
Okay.
Not you know that's not terrible or anything. Or once you open the hood, you're going to see the underside of the hood is white, of course, instead of black. But that's really not a big deal. That's only, you know, that's just cosmetic, and that's just part of it. I've seen bad paint jobs like that, too.
I am totally going to try to do this.
You're going to give it a shot on your own?
No. I'm going to apply
really?
And see if I can get it
you
in
know,
there, yeah.
Ryan sent, he sent this link. Now, I mentioned this earlier, and we'll go through it real quickly here, but he sent, I think it was a Facebook thing. I don't know. Anyways, I got the pictures here.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you see this here.
Yeah, look at this.
His car looks awesome now that it's done. It's really cool.
His car looks like, can we, I guess we can say the name of the logo there,
yeah,
right?
Why yeah, why not?
Okay, so his car says Biplane Productions there, and you guys, this is smooth. I didn't believe it when Scott and Ryan mentioned it, but it used to be silver, you
said?
Yeah,
it was a silver car. It was a silver, it's a Mini, a Mini Cooper S, and he's named it Hutch.
Hutch.
I'll tell you the story about that.
All right.
But it's a silver car with black stripes originally, and it had kind of the brushed, I don't know if it's aluminum wheels, but bright silver wheels. And I don't know if we can kind of go through the transformation here, but now this vehicle, I swear, it looks like it was painted black.
It looks like
graphics applied.
Yeah, it looks like it was custom painted.
It really does. It looks like it's painted. You don't see any of the silver remaining in these pictures, and this car looks great.
And we should say the door is closed there, so there's no opportunity to see the door jams or anything.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I'll just quickly go through this here. But he had this done at his uncle's shop in West Seneca, New York.
Okay.
And VSP Graphics. geez, we're promoting the heck out of this.
We are,
stuff,
we are. Yeah,
that's all right.
It's
okay.
Well, it's you know, it's
good,
a holiday
good
season.
Good fodder for our show here. So of
sure,
course
yeah,
gotta,
definitely.
Say who they used. Anyways, VSP Graphics in West Seneca, New York, and I'll tell you the, I mean, the job they did was fantastic. I mean, look at the end result there. It looks nice. It was his uncle's shop. That's why he went this far, because he's from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So he drove round trip 605 miles to do this, to get this this application.
Dang.
Which I'm sure he could have had it done closer, but you know, he wanted to go to his uncle's shop, and he said,
yeah,
trust
keep
him.
It in the family if
of course
you can.
He trusts him more than anybody,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Sure.
So again, it's a 2005 Mini Cooper S, and he's named it Hutch, and it's now it's called Biplanes Black Magic is what he calls it.
Why was it named Hutch?
It was named Hutch because in September 2007, someone named Bill Hutch Hutchinson saved his life, and he decided to, you know, memorialize that by naming his car after him, I guess.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So at least there's a story behind something.
That's like definitely, so, yeah, I like that.
And again, he said it, he did this this transformation, this vinyl, he calls it vinyl surgery, but he had it, or extreme makeover vinyl edition is what he called it, really.
Yeah.
He had it done mostly for tax purposes, you know, to get this done. First thing he did is he changed the wheels. He wanted it to match the paint or the vinyl graphics that he got. So he got these really cool looking black wheels.
Yeah, you can
which
see those
makes
in
a
the
big
photo.
Difference.
Definitely
big difference. Then he, I guess he did this himself. He built a Photoshop file using a template that they provided. So they have these pre-made templates for his type of vehicle, and they have pre-made templates for lots of vehicles. I've seen these online that you can. I don't know if you have to purchase them or you just download this big file where, mm-hmm. let's say, you got a Monte Carlo.
Right.
You can download the template for the Monte Carlo, and then you build a Photoshop or whatever graphics program you use. You build a full-scale model of what you want on that.
To so those you, specs.
Exactly.
Okay.
You layer it. The color, it will look exactly like you want it to on that vehicle. And then they take that file, and they transfer that to the vinyl that they're going to use. They print it right on the vinyl.
That's cool.
So this vinyl that you're looking at is one single surface.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the color is embedded in the vinyl. It's not, you know, layer upon layer built up where, you know, there's a risk of it peeling away. This is one smooth surface.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a slick design. And, you know, you design the sides, you do the hood, the roof. Of course, glass plays into this because
sure.
you use a different material. So anyways, he sent these files. There were two installers, and I think it went up to four. There were four at one time, as many as four. And they took all the logos off the car except for the mini badge.
Mm-hmm.
So they use a heat gun to do that, remove any logos so that it's all smooth surface. And let's see, there's really not a whole lot here that I wanted to hit, but they took the wiper. They even take the wiper arms off and apply adhesive underneath those. So
that makes sense, though.
Yeah, it makes sense. So that, you know, there's none of these unsightly gaps. And when you look at that photo, mm-hmm. I don't see any of the original silver remaining anywhere.
I mean, that is slick.
And it's a pretty clear, pretty close photo. Did a good job. It took about 8 hours, apparently, and well, that's really about it. I mean, it was a relative. I mean, I say relatively simple, but it's probably very difficult. It took two or four guys,
8 hours.
8 hours to do this,
yeah.
And the results were dramatic, though.
Well, let's real quick. We should probably talk about. First off, want to point out, Ryan paid for this because it was for his business. A lot of people have spoken about the ability to. Have a company pay for the wrap, and in turn, by promoting that company, you know, kind of the thing you applied for and what I'm considering applying for, that they will, you know, compensate you on some basis. You know, we've heard maybe help you with insurance, or we've heard maybe, you know, money that could be used for toward a car payment,
mm-hmm.
or even gas money compensation,
something like that. Yeah. Maybe even cash each month if you've already paid off your vehicle.
Yeah,
there's got to be deals like this out there, because this I don't know if it's a rumor or myth or what, but it's been out there. I mean,
yeah,
Jerry, our producer, had heard something about Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
and if you paint the stripe on your car, you know, there was
the logo.
Logo that you know, they would pay for your vehicle for that month or whatever, or insurance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so this rumor, this myth, has been going around a while, but I really do think that there are opportunities like that out there.
Yeah,
and if you own your own business like Ryan does. This goes a long way for like a brand unity, mm-hmm. a you know, just promotional,
sure.
Piece, I guess.
Every time you go to the grocery store, the gas station, you're not just some guy in a car now. You're
exactly.
Your own ad team.
Exactly. And everywhere you drive, everywhere you park, everything,
mm-hmm.
You show up to corporate events, it's, you know, your vehicle's parked right there. You know, it matches your business cards. It's,
yeah.
It could be a complete, you know, it kind of, it completes the marketing material, I guess, yeah. really.
Oh, and CYA, nobody paid us to say to do any name dropping.
Oh no, not at all. It's just
yeah, it's just really interesting, and it works what we're talking about.
And honestly, Ryan, he gave us such great information to go on here that I feel we needed to mention that because his car looks really cool, and
I'm loving it. I'm a little jealous.
It really is neat. I have seen a few bad car wraps that I really don't like.
Yeah,
I tell you, I really like his. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I got to ask you, though, before you close out, what if you were going to get your vehicle wrapped, what would be on your Honda?
Oh, boy. Hey, you know what? Oh, I'll tell you what I would do.
What?
This is something we neglected.
What?
People are doing this now with no advertisements. They're just wrapping their car in different colors.
Oh, cool.
And it replaces, and I promise I'll be quick with this,
yeah.
It replaces the color of the vehicle. So let's say you have a white car and you're tired of having the white car and you want a black car. You want a silver car.
But you don't want to pay for a brand new paint job.
Exactly. And it's cheaper than the $2,100 that we talked about before, I would think. I mean,
because there's no design.
Shop around. There's no designing going on. There's no, but there's still the labor and effort that goes into it. But, it's less of a charge because you're not paying for graphics that, you might have to purchase in order to use in your vehicle. So there's some really great cars you're talking high-end like Lamborghini, high-end Porsche vehicles that are changing the colors to whatever they want for that time, and then you can change them back, no problem at all. It doesn't hurt the paint, doesn't do anything. And some of the coolest things I'm seeing right now are matte finishes. So if you want a matte black car, which looks unbelievably cool.
Yes.
It really does. It's that flat black absorbing all light.
Oh, I know, Mr. Benjamin.
Looks like Darth Vader's car.
Yes,
whatever you put it on,
does.
They're awesome.
Man.
They look really great. And there's some flat blue finishes, or matte. I think they call them matte finishes, that look just spectacular. And even red any color you can think of.
And if you don't like it, you can take it off.
Exactly. Yeah, you can try them out. And the cool thing is, with the templates, you can kind of Photoshop this stuff and see how your car would look ahead of time and determine if you want to do this. But it's a cheaper solution to a custom paint job. So if you want to do the graphics, the cool stuff on the side, that's one alternate. Or you could wrap the entire vehicle in place of a new paint job.
That, you know what? You're blowing me out of the water. That is whatever idea I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect.
I derailed you there.
You did not derail me. You put me on the right path.
Okay.
That is what we should do.
It's really cool. If you look at some of the sites online, just find, like maybe wrap cars or whatever. I don't know what the sites would be, but try to find some of these matte finished vehicles, and you'll see what I'm talking about. These
Scott,
are really awesome.
I promise you I'm not going to go crazy on this one. I am going to wait at least 20 minutes after the show before I get on the internet. As a matter of fact, let's just close out with some listener mail.
Sounds good. All right, we got a little bit of listener mail here from Saul. And we haven't heard from Saul for a while. Saul used to contact us a lot when we were talking about flying cars.
Yes.
Yep. And we wrote back and forth several times with Saul. I'm not sure if we ever read any listener mail.
I don't remember if we
might
did.
Have.
Maybe we did one.
We might have, because for a while there was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, going
on
definitely.
There. But anyways, he wrote us again when he heard our James Bond cars issue, the one that
we were fond of doing.
That was kind of cool. He says that you don't have to go as far as an Abrams tank to get a smokescreen. There are cheaper, more street-worthy, and most importantly, fast and powerful options available.
Really?
Really. So he says, several companies retrofit commonplace sedans and SUVs with ballistic armoring. Some of these systems come with optional evasive and offensive systems.
No way.
Yes. It says, I've seen options for oil slicks, spikes, smoke screens, hidden rifles, and even pop-up belt machine rifles, which come out of the roof.
I don't know if that last one's legal, but I am.
I'm all for the oil slicks and smoke screens.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And man, I don't know, that's pretty cool. Spikes.
Yeah.
To to delay your pursuers.
Oh my gosh,
that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, between this and the matte blue finish, I might just have a Cobra Commander car getting together.
I guess I never really thought of the armored vehicle angle to this. That of course they're going to have something like this. I thought armored vehicles were, about evasion and getting away, but I didn't really know that they had gone so far as to, to make them with oil slicks and smoke screens. I mean, that's exactly like spy movie stuff.
Yeah, it makes sense, because if people want it and they want it, you know, intensely enough, then they'll figure out a way.
Yeah, if you're paying $300,000 for a Mercedes that's bulletproof, you're probably gonna go in for the extra $10,000 for an oil slick option.
Yeah, why not at that point?
Yeah, that's cool to have.
I'd still
want an ejector seat.
I think, you know what, I respect your opinion, but I would not ride with you. I mean, no offense, I trust you, man, but I don't trust anybody that much.
Understood.
I would ride in the back.
Okay.
Because that is the shotgun seat, right? Mm. Well, regardless of ejector seats or differences, this is an awesome episode. I think I can speak for both of us when I say that we love listener mail, and we love it when we get ideas for topics. So if you have any ideas for a topic, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com, and we will see you next time.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.